When you're trying to attract inquiring minds, it's always good to start with their stomachs and offer something good to eat. So my guests today are the co-founders, or two of the co-founders, of the Caldo Collective, Xochitl Rodriguez and Cynthia Evans. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you so much.
This is so exciting. It requires a story to tell me how it started. What was the inception?
Well, there's years of inception, but I would say started maybe in with some time in Kansas City. I was on a residency for a year before moving back home back in September.
El Paso is home?
El Paso is home.
Okay.
In Kansas City, there's this incredibly extensive community of artists who all support one another. And to be from El Paso and to go into an environment like that was really transformative. I had a chance to see how the community supports artists, but also how artists support artists. Mm-hmm. And there's a collective there called Bread KC, and they do these same sort of microfunding dinners and have really interesting ways of approaching finding funding and support for artists through community. And
you said it was Bread KC?
Bread KC, yeah.
What does that stand for? Oh, Kansas City.
Bread,
yes, got
Kansas
it.
City.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, and they were doing specifically a dinner event where they were microfinancing artists, basically. And when I heard the formula, I was just fascinated. And it turns out that it's based off of Incubate, which is a Chicago-based collective. And it's this extensive network of all kinds of different art collectives around the world who come together over a feast and call upon the public to attend that feast in order to support the arts.
Yes.
And so for me, it was like, oh, man, I've spent my whole life around a dinner table with my family until now, 30 years old, and still eating dinner with my family around the table almost every night. And
that's rather nice, actually. If the family's fairly functional, that's nice.
Yeah, yeah.
No guarantees on that one. But
yeah. So then when I got back, it was like this fire that something needed to happen in El Paso because there aren't galleries that are staying around long enough and really supporting artists.
There's been a shift. You know, there has been a big shift. The economy has not been kind to many, many businesses. And the nice thing about the arts is they don't go away. They just morph.
They just change and adapt.
Yeah, definitely.
So, Cynthia, how did you get drawn into this?
You know, both Xochitl and I went to UTEP, but we never met during our academic career here. It was really just more like once she had come back into town and I was just recently graduating. And through some mutual friends, we ended up getting together because I try to be really active within the art community in El Paso and try to do different things and try to bring new things to El Paso as well.
She has an excellent reputation. So.
I try.
Now, and your art form is each of you?
From UTEP, I double majored between metalsmithing and printmaking. But I like to think of myself as really multifaceted. I'm interested in all kinds of art, all kinds of curation. I like to do prop building. Like, you know, I mean, I just like to play with stuff. So.
You're just terminally creative.
Oh, yes.
And Xochitl?
I would say I'm a transdisciplinary artist, but to be more descriptive, I guess I make performative sculpture.
Okay.
So three-dimensional objects and scenes and environments that I can interact with and use to interact with other people with.
It's so nice. You know, whenever I ask an artist, what do you do? I realize that what I'm doing is like trying to hold them in a corner. And I love it when somebody
feel like that.
Somebody has all the words they need to just liberate themselves from that awful question. Yeah. I really like that. I was indeed fascinated by reading up on your pedigrees on your very nice website, which, by the way, is thecaldocollective.com. Mm-hmm. And let's jump forward to the formula as you described it. You have put some touches on this formula to make it germane to our community. Mm-hmm. So tell me about the frijol feasts, exactly how they work, and when is the next opportunity that we'll have to experience some part of the Caldo Collective here in El Paso?
In concept, frijol feast is about bringing people together over beans.
It doesn't really get more literally homegrown than that.
Yeah. We are offering like a bit of a more exotic pot of beans for that dinner. But obviously, conceptually speaking, we are trying to make everyone understand that to support one another is to be a family. And to be a family means
to come to the table.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you're actually having your inaugural frijol feast at a local residence. And this is going to be on Sunday, March the 9th. But because it is a private residence, tell me how you're handling this particular event.
in order to maintain safety for our hosts that are graciously allowing us to use their homes and their kitchens, mm-hmm. we're making private residences invite only. But that doesn't mean that we don't want the public to participate as mm-hmm. well. So if anybody's interested in attending and maybe we just don't know you personally, all you have to do is just shoot us an email, maybe tell us why you're interested in mm-hmm. joining in the Freehold Feast. And
Kind of show an ID at the entrance kind of thing, you just want to protect the host.
Yeah.
And you have a chef who is donating his or her time producing, like you said, a little more than beans. So at these dinners, you've got people going who are willing to support the arts mm-hmm. and learn about the arts.
Absolutely.
What role does the artist play?
It actually starts before the dinner even takes place.
It does.
We're doing a series of four call for artists. And through the submissions and through different selected artists that we're asking, or even people from the community, where we'll sort of like narrow down the submissions.
Okay.
It's a jury process.
A jury process.
Yeah, absolutely. So once we kind of narrow down the artists, we ask them to present at the Freehold Feast.
Okay.
We invite two local professional artists to mm-hmm. accompany the call to collective and jurying. So what we do actually as a collective is submit one vote to the jury process, and then our two local artists submit the final two votes. And whatever body of artists we come up with, those are the presenters.
So let's say I'm a client. I decide that I want to attend your Freehold Feast. Now, the first one, that's Sunday, March the 9th. The artist submittals have already taken place. That is completed. You're in the jurying
mm-hmm.
process.
We've
now
completed the jury
it's
process.
Done. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. How many artists will be presenting that evening?
Four
artists. Mm-hmm. So I will go. I'll be admitted to someone's home. Mm-hmm. I'll have a nice meal. Mm-hmm. There's
an introduction. Of course, we break down what the Gala Collective plans to do this year.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
After that, then we actually begin introducing artists.
Okay, so you will have, there'll be a fee for the dinner, all of which mm-hmm. is part of what goes to the artists?
Yes. Absolutely.
Excellent. And the artists will then make their presentations, and before the night is over, do we have a decision?
Oh, we do.
Yeah,
that's exciting.
It's exciting and a little ruthless.
Yeah. all of the people that we're inviting to come to the dinner and watch these presentations, we're actually asking for the community to vote on who gets the money. And we're really hoping that we're going to be able to get a minimum of $500 as a microfund to go to one of these artists so they'll be able to use it for the project that they're proposing.
That is excellent.
It's exciting. We have the first four that we chose are actually very diverse. We have a performance artist / sculptor who does a lot of found object work. We have a dancer choreographer who does modern work with objects. And in the public space, we have another dancer choreographer who'd like to bring artists together to create multidisciplinary things. And then we have a muralist. So we've got really broad spectrum for only having four artists. I think we touched on just about everything.
What's the criteria as far as the artists? It has to be funding for a brand new project.
Absolutely.
It cannot be something, $500 reimbursement for something already done. It has to be,
It has to be a new idea, and it has to contribute to the community.
Oh, this is fabulous. Now, all of your requirements, it's all on your website?
It is.
Absolutely. Yes.
Excellent. Again, thecaldocollective.com. Now, if we're not fortunate enough to be in on that very first Frijol Feast, and you plan on holding four of those each year,
absolutely.
Where can we learn more about you or interact with you or find out more about this project face-to-face?
We're very excited. February 27th, we will be part of the last Thursday's art crawl in downtown.
Oh, that's this coming Thursday. Yeah. Excellent.
We'll be opening from here, which is actually our first exhibition adventure as the Calda Collective. We're streaming at least 100 images of local artwork on three projectors and presenting a video as well as holding a panel discussion about the state of the arts in El Paso.
Ooh, so you're covering all the bases. Where exactly will this be during the last Thursday art crawl?
It's at the Rockhouse Gallery, which I believe is on Leon.
Okay, it's
Overland.
On the little corner, mm-hmm. Rockhouse Gallery. It's just down from the
Greyhound
and the Times building in mm-hmm. that,
absolutely.
Right in that same block. In addition to your participation next Thursday as part of the last Thursday art crawl downtown, where we can become acquainted, so to speak. And then you have the Sunday, March 9th, Frijol Feast. Mm-hmm. You have something called the Transient Triangle that you're going to unleash upon El Paso. What is this about?
It is definitely an unleashing. The three of us, Darren Nicholson is not here. He's the other co-founder of the Caldo Collective. We'll come together to give you all a very spicy performance.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Definitely.
Ooh, is this like pop-up galleries?
You know, I think that it's actually taking the pop-up gallery to another level.
Because, five levels past the pop-up gallery.
Absolutely. Because we're really looking for non-traditional spaces that are easily available to the public.
Mm-hmm.
That way we can really create this dialogue and talk about the state of the arts in El Paso, as well as the lack of gallery and the lack of interest in contemporary art. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have the artists here. Mm-hmm. We just, you know, sometimes we don't seem to have the support.
Well, I've run into a particularly delightful dilemma talking with you two. I can't possibly cover everything. And I like it when that happens because you've got so much going on. I encourage you out there, our listeners, to go to the Caldo Collective. That's the Caldo, C-A-L-D-O. That's Spanish for soup, collective.com. And just read up on this project and on the two lovely ladies I'm speaking with, because their backgrounds are absolutely fascinating. And everyone involved in this project is very qualified to be doing what they're doing. So, yes, absolutely. You can email them at thecaldocollective@gmail.com to start developing some familiarity with them and get in on these frijol feasts.
Oh,
congratulations on this
Thank
marvelous
so
effort,
much.
Ladies.
Thank you.
You
so much.